Episode 3067, Live a Life You Want to Remember.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary week. Yes, it is a brand new Monday, and it's Mindset Monday. It's time for you to really lead the life and live the life you want. Live, love, and impact. What do you want? Where are you headed? Well, you get to decide. Live a life you want to remember. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, a few announcements real quick. If you haven't heard, we're on pray.com. You can watch our TV show there weekly on Tuesdays at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Central, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. Whew, so much to remember. And if you want to join our family, we have a free family. You can gather and meet us over at createyournow.mn.co. Okay, well, with that out of the way, I just want to be really real and raw with you, because sometimes what is so obvious is farthest from our minds. Don't settle for the dreams or expectations of others. Live a life you want to remember. When you look back on your life, what do you want to remember? What do you want to stand out? When you, quote unquote, come of age, where you're really slowing down, things are changing, your body's changing, and maybe you're on the cutting edge of your mind changing. Yes, we don't want to think that way, but I want you to go there with me for just a moment, because we have to look at our life sometimes in the extreme to do actually what matters, because we're caught up in all the other stuff. We can get lost in politics. We can get lost in somebody else's, you know, love and zest for life. We can get lost in celebrities. We can get lost in our Instagram reels. We can get lost in just, well, doing the same old thing to the point where, does it matter? Do I matter? Am I enough? And then we wonder, why do we have problems with our mindset? Why can we not lead our everyday the right way? Well, you've got to look at your life and say, well, what do I really want to remember? How can I be a living legacy right now in this moment? Because you can have all the money in the world. You can have everything at your disposal and still be miserable. Is that really what you want in your life? But my friend, you have got to decide. You have got to be willing to say, you know what? What does really matter? A couple weeks ago, I was at my wit's end. And I think I've shared this story before, but honestly, I can't remember. And I'm traveling right now, so I'm going to share it anyway. But I was done. I was finished. I was going to stop the podcast. I was going to close down the family, meaning the extended family, my connection with you guys. I was going to stop the TV show. I was stopping everything. I was done. I couldn't do any more. I thought, this is ridiculous. I'm living under so much extreme stress, not from what I do with Create Your Now. I mean, yes, there's stress that comes with it. I want to bring valuable information to you. I want you to be able to see that you can have an incredible life that God has designed for you. But of course, you have to be a willing participant. You have to show up even when you don't want to. And so on this day, I was just done. I was finished, ready to hang it all up. Actually, it wasn't a day. It was a late night. I called my mom and talked to her, and I was like, that's it. I'm done. Well, I have a wonderful mom, and she just let me spew my guts out. And she knew probably not much would come of it, but she knew that if I didn't express really where I was, that something would come of it. And so I went to bed late, or early that morning. It was like 2:30 or something. Got up very restless, probably slept not even three and a half hours. And I woke up having to start the day. And I just had this heaviness on my heart. And it was like, Christiane, why would you even do such a thing as to think that you want to stop everything? And God kind of tapped me on the shoulder because I was praying. I was like, Lord, you've got to do something here because something's got to give. Now, understand, this is not about Create Your Now. This is about my life. Create Your Now is a part of my life. But remember, I've got 5 kids, a grandbaby, another grandbaby on the way. We have things happening at the house because we're still dealing with water issues. But that, praise the Lord, is beginning to move forward. That could be a whole book, let me tell you. There's just a lot of things, right? I'm not really where I want to be in my health. I would like to lose some weight, but for whatever reason, it has been so difficult to release it, hence my stress, my cortisol levels. I'm like, I'm all over the place and I'm exhausted. I can't sleep. Postmenopause, it just is one thing after another, right? And now I can sit here and have thousands and thousands of excuses just like you. And you may not be at that point of postmenopause. You may not have 5 kids. You may not be running a Create Your Now-like business. But you are someone who has a dream. You are someone who was created on purpose for a calling that God has placed in your heart. You know there's something more than just getting up and doing the same old thing, going back to bed, and then rinse and repeat again. But somewhere along the lines, you just feel lost. And because you're feeling lost a little bit, right, it's that pull of, why am I living under the stress that I created? When you look back in your life, what do you want to remember? What do you want to see? Do you want to remember having accomplished your biggest goals, having fulfilled your wildest dreams, and having lived life to the fullest? Or maybe you want to be rooted more in your relationships? What matters to you? Because you see, the problem here is a lot of us are living somebody else's dreams for us. Now, there's a time and a place for that. There's a season. I know for our family, my husband was one that we wanted to set him on the right career track. So I sacrificed a lot. And I carried a lot of the weight to really allow his career to take off. That was by choice and by design. Some people would say, well, you sold yourself short. Well, if you want to look at it that way, but my way of looking at it, no, I didn't. And remember, it's my life. So you've got to remember whose life you're living. Are you living your life? Or are you living your mom's life? Or are you living your husband's life? Now, for a time, yes, it was about my husband, but now the tables have turned. He is established in his career, and now it's time for me to build. It's time for me to say, okay, this is what I want. And so now he's supporting that. Now, mine's not that easy, a little more challenging. You know, what I do is not typical. And there's not just this straight cut to success, where with his, pretty much it was. But if you want to stand for something more than laundry, the dinner dishes and dogs, what do you want to do? You've got to change your thoughts so you can change your actions, so you can impact the world that you touch. So if that's what you want, if you want something more out of life, then it's time to make some changes in your everyday. And at that, my friend, is going to help set you up for success. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Set yourself up for success. Don't rely on somebody else to tell you what to do. You've got to make up your mind. You've got to make some decisions. And an indecision is as confusing to not knowing what to be when you want to grow up. When you can't figure out, okay, this is what I want to do, this is the direction I'm going until I'm told differently. And when I say until I'm told differently, I'm talking about God. And I involve my husband a lot. So that's my web there, okay, of influence for me. And then I have a few outside sources that I let in, not very many, because I'm very, very protective. And then the rest of it is, well, it's an open book, as you know. I'm here. I live life with you. And I think that's important, because otherwise what we're doing is we're setting ourselves up for, well, this pretend life. I was enjoying a lot of time with my grandson this weekend, And it was interesting. We were watching, I know, don't send me emails, Disney things. So we were watching Frozen, Frozen 2. We were watching Cars. We were watching The Little Mermaid. And just some of the storylines that were wrapped up in there, it got me thinking, okay, am I living a fairy tale life? Because a lot of us live for that fairy tale. And I'm not saying dreams aren't fairy tales. That's great. But my friends, you can reach your dreams and they're not going to look like a fairy tale. It's going to be hard work. You know, if you look at Frozen, when they start the movie out, what are they doing? They're making ice. That stuff is heavy. Do you think they really wanted to get up every single morning and go do that? I know for me, I wouldn't want to. I'm just saying, I don't care how rough and buff and I am and how strong I am. I would not want to get up. But that was what they needed to do so they could live out the life they wanted to live. What are you doing? Are you willing to put in that hard work? Are you willing to say, you know what? I can cut ice. I can do some of the things that I don't want to do, so I can do some of the things I know I'm meant to do. We can look at somebody else's success and be like, oh my gosh, they just got it so easy. Really? Do you know what's happening within their four walls? You see, that's what this is about. What is happening within your own four walls and then within you internally, your heart? You've got to take a hard not look at what you're doing, where you're going. You could be at a pivotal point in your life, a fork in the road. Maybe you're going into a new season. You're looking at the number on the calendar going, oh, I had a birthday and now my number is this. Well, I'm getting up there. I better start doing something. I got to stand for something. What is it for you? You want to set yourself up for success to lead the life that God has designed already for you. But with that in mind, you got to be willing to move the ice. You've got to be willing to do the hard stuff. You got to be willing to do the stuff that, well, that sometimes does stress you out. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, expand your roots. What do you want to be anchored to? Who are you anchored to? Maybe you have strayed away from God and you need to get back in the Word. Maybe you're one who has really tried to live more like, you know, a sister or a brother, and they're just so successful that you're just kind of holding on to their coattails. You've got to anchor in. You've got to be willing to do and learn. You've got to be willing to network. You've got to be willing to say, okay, you know what? I can do this. With a little effort, I'm going to get there. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. But you got to expand your roots. You have got to grow. And if you're not willing to grow, which means to change, right? Change is a constant in our life. And you've got to sit here and you've got to renew your mind every single day. So those roots go deeper and deeper and deeper. So when storms come, or you have those thoughts of, that's it, I'm done, I'm ready to hang it all up, I'm ready to quit, I'm finished with this, then you can say, nope, I'm not, because my roots are so deep. And I know God's got me. You see, a lot of what we do, we think, oh, we have to do it. And we go and we follow and we read all these great authors. And I know, I've interviewed tons of them. I've met incredible people in my lifetime. Oh, the stories I could tell you, even just recently. And see, that's the thing, right? I told you the part of the story when I was ready to quit. If I told you who I had met just not even a week before that, you'd be like, Christiane, what are you thinking? But I'm going to leave you on the edge of your seat to tell that part of the story later. My friend, expand your roots. Number two, set your own expectations. Stop relying on everybody else. Your mom is great. My mom is amazing. Her expectations are not mine. And I love her to pieces. But let me tell you, I've got to set my own expectations, because if you're always living for someone else, you will always fall short. Always. I don't care who it is. I don't care if you're living for your spouse. I don't care if you're living for your kiddos. If you don't set your own expectations, you will fail. And that fail will become a hard fall. And I don't want you to go down that road. So set your own expectations. What do you want? What has God put and laid in and on your heart? Sometimes what you want is so palpable that it's like, oh my gosh, you can hold it in your hands. You feel so deeply about it, as if you could touch it. There are people, I watch them, and I'm amazed, and I'm like, oh, if only. And then sometimes me, I'm like, I'm grasping at straws here, Lord. Seriously. Expand your roots. Set your own expectations. Number three, surround yourself with people that matter to you. Are you with the right people? There's a season for everything, a time for everything. And we have people that come into our lives, and for a time, they need to be a part of our life, our everyday life. And then it's like, okay, well, I'm moving on. Not that they don't matter to me, but it's not really what I need to focus on. You know, those phone calls you get, and you're like, oh, I got to talk to this person for another 3 hours. And you're like, I really don't have time for this. Then why are you doing it? I'm not saying they're not important, but you have to set boundaries. You have to say, okay, I need to make sure I have the right people in my circle in order for me to live the life that God has designed for me to live. Live a life you want to remember. It's by choice. It's by a decision. Every single moment you get to decide. And I'm not saying you go and you start cutting ties with all your, you know, your people and your friends and all of this. Like, that's it. Christine said, I'm done with you, so I can't hang out with you. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying guard your time. I talk to a lot of stay-at-home mommies, or ones that moms that work and they also have kids, some that homeschool, and they're like, I want to be a writer. And I don't know how to balance all of this. Well, there isn't a balance, number one. You can't make your numbers equal 100. It does not work that way. It's called flexibility. I don't like the word balance. Balance is more for a medical side of things, making sure things are running right, but not for your schedule. It doesn't work like that. So at some point, you have to say, okay, what am I going to do here? Where am I going to lead myself? The decision I make in this moment is going to change things. So I can choose to talk to this friend that, you know, really just loves to talk, and I'm not really sure that I'm accomplishing anything or everything or all of the above. I'm just sitting here listening, not that that's not important, but maybe it's, I could use those 2 hours a little bit differently. And maybe there will be times that you know that you need to have those conversations with this friend, and you need to be there for 2 hours, but every day? I mean, seriously, think about that. You get to make a choice to make a change in your life so you can live the life you want to remember. Expand your roots. Set your own expectations. Surround yourself with people that matter to you. You have got to be intentional about your actions and your thoughts. No one controls that but you. No one. You get to decide. So what are you feeding your mind? Are you going to be one who, you know, wakes up and says, okay, well, this is it. I'm throwing in the towel. Really? Is that what you really, really want? Now, I do believe there is a time to quit. I do believe that. But let me tell you this. I woke up after that late, early morning, good night, hardly sleeping, frustrated as anything, and I was done. There was not going to be another podcast episode. There was not going to be another TV episode. I was done. I was just going to just keep doing what I needed to do and close that chapter of my life. And then guy got a hold of the heart again, and he said, "Christy Ann, I am doing a great work through you. You need to keep letting me do a great work in you." Oh, okay, Lord. Thanks for knocking me back on my feet. You see, it's not about me. You look at the title of what I do at with the business, right? Create Your Now. It is a business. People are like, "Well, I don't know how you run it, how you work it." I get asked a question, "How are you making the money?" Well, you can go into those stories later. But you see, Create Your Now has a heart to it. That's where it was built. Create Your Now has nothing to do with me. Do I share a lot of my stories? Yes, I do. Do I share a lot of my life with you? Yes, I do. Those are illustrations as to where God can show up for you too, where he wants to put you in this life, how he wants to expand your impact. Because you see, we all play a part, a very important part. And sometimes we sit there and go, "I'm not good enough." No, you are. You are good enough and you are enough. And you see, my realization after I went through my little temper tantrum at night and I was said, "That's it, Lord, I'm throwing it all in. I'm done. I quit." And I woke up knowing I'd quit. I was done. And God said, "That's so funny. You only quit for 3.5 hours. Not on my watch. What I'm doing through you, I'm not done yet. And I'm definitely not done with what I'm doing in you. Girl, you got to show up, my sweet child, whether you want to or not, because this is not about you. Create Your Now is bigger than you. And you can't sit here and just all of a sudden cop an attitude and you tell me that you're all stressed about it. I respect that, but you are not deciding this. We are deciding together." Okay, Lord, got it. Hats off. So I was humbled quite quickly because you see, in that moment, and I'm just going to call it a temper tantrum, it really wasn't, but I hit the boiling point. I was done. Patience was gone. Stress was over the hill. I'm like, "I don't need this. I can be a mom, a wife, a grandma, and I don't need to have all this extra stuff. I don't have to do all of this. I've chosen to do all of this." And I was to the point where I was like, "Okay, I'm going to take it to the next level." And I was like, "No, I'm not. I'm not doing this. I'm backing down. I'm running away. This is not for me. I'm finished. I don't have to have this. I don't have to carry these burdens." At the moment, understand it was a burden to me. I'm being real with you. Because if you're not real with yourself, you can't be real with anybody else. There was a point, I'm sure, in your life, probably not just one or two or three, many times you were ready to throw in the towel. Your marriage. You didn't want to be a mom. You're like, "Why do I have these kids, Lord? They're just driving me crazy." Seriously, come on, be honest. Be honest. I'm so sick and tired of people just, you know, this is not a highlight reel today, my friend. This is the hard knock truth today. God can't do in you and through you what he's designed for you if you're not willing to show up. So are you? Are you willing to be intentional about your actions? Are you willing to get to the nitty-gritty? Now, you may not be doing what I'm doing, and there's no comparison here. God's called you to do what he has put on your heart. It might be that you're supposed to be this woman who has a bakery. Awesome. I love sweets. I'm coming over. But me, yeah, that doesn't float my boat. I love to eat them. I do enjoy cooking. But for me to do that all the time, no. But for you, maybe that is what you've been called to do. And you're tired of getting up so early. But then when you pause for a moment, you're like, "Oh, yes, I love this. I really do." Right? We look at those who are doing great things, and it's because they're in their sweet spot. God designed them for such a time as this. God is designing you for such a time as this. God has designed me for such a time as this. And if I go and quit, because what? I don't know. I have too much stress. I'm flustered. I'm not getting my own way. Yeah. Call it basically an adult temper tantrum. There's more to life than what you can see. Expand your roots. Get closer to God. Dive deeper with Him. Set your own expectations. Stop living on somebody else's coattails. Create your now. And most importantly, surround yourself with people that matter to you. Allow that circle of influence to be people that are wanting to live, love, and impact. Ones who really want to make a difference. You're going to have people that you will come in contact with that you can love on them and care for them, but they do not want to reach that level of where you're headed. And that's okay. God's got something incredible in store for you. Are you ready to lean in closer? Are you willing to say yes? Are you willing to say, you know what? I'm done with the temper tantrums. It's time to move on to what I know I'm called to do. Go out, my friend, and incorporate what matters every day. If it's your family, then be a part of your family. If it's building the bakery, then go build the bakery. Allow yourself to expand where you are designed to go. And you know what I'm talking about. Because you see, this is a lot deeper than just, oh, I'm going to feel good. And yeah, this is what I want to do. And it looks great on paper. And we're going to put all these numbers and figures together. You know what? The numbers and figures may never add up, but your heart knows it's right. Think about that for a moment. You can be successful and the numbers still don't add up right. You can live the life of your dreams, but it may not look like the celebrities you see. You get to create your now, my friend. My prayer for you is may what you want to see be created in the actions and thoughts you pursue. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.